care for the sheep. And in the end, he blessed other people as they responded to Jesus. And as that carried down through history, he blessed people who directly blessed us so that we could respond to Jesus. And so when you find yourself blessed, even though you may not be materially blessed, when you find yourself blessed, even with just hearing the good news, he blesses you to respond, so you'll respond to him. Which brings us to a third thought. God has a unique purpose for each one of us. It's kind of like, how do you sneak up on a special rabbit? Unique up on him? No, you've got dad joke there, by the way. God has a unique purpose, a purpose that only you can fulfill. Peter's purpose was different from John's purpose. Their purposes overlap, fulfilling the kingdom or spreading the good news of the kingdom of God. All of our purposes will overlap to some extent or another. But God has a unique purpose for you. And your purpose is different from perhaps your spouse or someone else in your home. Your purpose is different from the person who sits next to you in church. We're all working for the kingdom of God. We're all working to bring people into that right relationship with God. But you have a particular part in that kingdom, in God's kingdom. And there will be people that only you can reach. And if you're not living out your unique purpose, there may be people who are not in the kingdom because you're not living out your calling. And then the final thing I want to lay with us this morning is when God restores you, he uses your past to move you into your future. Kind of like that piece of furniture I talked about. He restores you to wholeness as an individual, but sometimes those scars, by the way, the scars is evidence of a wound healed. He leaves those scars there. He leaves some of that there to remind us and to remind others and to show others how God's love brings us out of our past to his future for us. In one sense, we are made new, like that piece of furniture that I restored that looked brand new when I finished it. But other times, he leaves the marks there. In some ways, he leaves those marks there so that it can be a witness to us and others of his great love. But he uses your past to move you into his future and to feed his sheep. And that's all I've got this morning.
You know, you've talked about that piece of furniture and restoring it a number of times, and the Lord just dropped this into my heart just now. Probably 30 years ago, maybe 28 or 30 years ago, some sweet people in Cheyenne they were having a garage sale or something, and there was a little, we would call it an entry table in their barn or their garage or something. And so I got that, and it's oak, and I refinished it, and it still sits in the hallway going from our Sunday school classes and the church offices and into the sanctuary. It still sits right there, and it's just beautiful to this day. But it was just thrown in the back of a garage. It was basically trash, but I was able to restore it. And that's what God does to our life. We can be in the back darkest corner covered with scars and dirt and dust and crumbs and horrible things, but God can restore us to where we can become a beautiful, working, loving, living, blessed person for him.
That is, you know, an excellent illustration of how God can restore us. And like I said, in some senses, since we are a new person. Well, we are a new person. Don't misunderstand. We're a new person, and can see the beauty. I think part of it is, though, is that people can see the beauty in our lives and see where we came from. And when they see the beauty in our life, but they also, we allow them to also see our past, that it gives them hope that they can have experienced that same thing. It may be a better way to say is that in our old life, we take a picture of that, so to speak, so it can be compared to the new life that we're living now.
You know, yesterday evening, I got home from Bible study, and a guy reached out to me, a guy that I've known since I was probably, 12 years old. And I haven't seen this man now. He's a man now. I haven't seen him since I was probably 13 or 14. And he's on my Facebook. And I didn't realize, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he has a friend, a lady friend down there. He's going through some stuff. And he reached out to me for advice and encouragement on how to help his friend, because he knows where I came from.
Right.
And then he sees me now, and I was horrible to this guy. I mean, I whenever he reached out the first time a couple years ago, I was like, man, I'm so sorry that I treated you like poop. You were always such a loving Christian guy. You know, you were a true friend.